This is Ed Herbert at Hotel Texas, where 2,000 guests are awaiting the arrival of the president. Just about 30 seconds ago, the president finished a 10-minute appearance at the parking lot across the street from the hotel, and he is on his way up. We expect him to walk through this door at any moment. We've had several false starts, so to speak, that the president is coming. When he does, of course, there will be a large round of applause, and the Eastern Hills High School Band, 79 members, will break out with Hail to the Chief, so you'll have no doubt when he does arrive. When the president appeared out in the parking lot, he broke one of the cardinal rules of security. In fact, he broke it two or three times. He went out into the crowd, and of course, Secret Service men find this the most nervous time of any presidential appearance. As long as the Secret Service men can keep the crowd away from the president, they have a good chance of protecting him. But once he moves into a crowd, the Secret Service men are nearly immobilized in protecting him. Another rule is that anyone who approaches the president should have both hands visible and empty. And as you can tell in a crowd, there's no way to determine that. So whenever the president does move out into a crowd for handshaking and backslapping and exchanging pleasantries, he is always at the mercy of the crowd, and the Secret Service is at its least effective position. On September 6, 1901, those two rules were broken, and it ended in tragedy. That was the day that President William McKinley was appearing at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. And at a public reception, the crowd moved in around him, and the three Secret Service men who were guarding him had no chance to screen the people approaching him. Because it was a hot day, Secret Service also allowed persons to have handkerchiefs in their hands to wipe their perspiring brows. It just so happened that one of the thousands of handkerchiefs in that large hall covered a revolver in the hand of 28-year-old Leon Czolgosz. He was an unemployed mill worker. He said he was an anarchist. He was also was a man with a long history of mental illness. And as in many important occasions of the world, no one seemed to sense that anything different was going to happen. When McKinley reached out to shake Czolgosz's hand, it looked like a familiar scene, the scene of the President of the United States shaking hands with Fred Nobody. The assassin shattered that picture quickly. He slapped McKinley's hand away and fired two shots point blank. In an instant, McKinley's attacker was driven to the floor. As the president was being helped to a chair, McKinley murmured, "Don't let them hurt him." 7 days later, McKinley was dead. Oddly enough, the assassination attempt was staged in the Temple of Music, quite an ironical note, and there was a quiet Bach sonata being played in the background when the two fatal shots rang out. Now here comes Vice President Johnson, Governor Conley, Senator Ralph Yarborough, Congressman Jim Wright, State Senator Don Kennard. Here comes the president.